Hey Les, how's it going?
Hey Birch, I finally managed to land a concert at Live Nation in Pittsburgh.
Oh good, large audience?
Yes.
Good acoustics?
Yes.
Reasonable date, time, and price?
Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Okay, lay it on me. How much are they asking?
That's just it. We actually got it for a good price, but with a stipulation.
Okay, I think we can handle any stipulations. What is it?
Glad to hear you say that, because the owner, Warren Woolman, wants you to give his son music lessons.
Oh, that shouldn't be a problem, sure.
Excellent! He's on his way over.
Wait, what? He's coming here?
He insisted that you give him lessons. He's on his way!
Les, I thought you meant that we had to pay for the... Les? Les? Hello? Damn it!
I had managed to find the address my dad gave me. It's kind of hard trying to ride a bike and read an address from a piece of paper, but that's my dad for you. It was rather sudden, too. One minute I'm trying to learn how to play another Beach Bear song on the piano, and the next I'm being shoved out the door to a lesson. He didn't even say who it was with. I got on my bike and went up to the building. It didn't look like much, just an address on the outside, like they didn't want anyone to notice the place. I pedaled past it twice before I finally found it. There was a sign on the door that said to press the doorbell rather than knocking, so I did. I waited about a minute before pressing it again. Then the door opened.
Hi, you must be Mr. Wolven's son, yes?
I was a bit surprised when I was able to actually recognize who it was that had opened the door. I knew my dad had music connections, but to be standing in front of someone whose music I'd listened to constantly was a bit of a surprise. Yes, sir. My name's Wally. My dad gave me this address. You told me I was supposed to meet someone here for music lessons.
Yes, that would be me. I'm Birch Draper.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
Pleased to meet you, too. Come on in and let's get this over with. Let's get this started.
I followed him inside, but something told me that he wasn't exactly happy about this.
So, have you had any lessons before?
No, sir, I haven't. I can only assume that's why my dad sent me here. I took a recent interest in music and started playing my dad's piano. I guess after a while, my dad got tired of hearing me play.
Well, go ahead and sit down at the keyboard there. Can you play me a C major scale?
What's that?
Oh, dear. Les, why do you do this to me?
What was that, sir?
Nothing. Okay, I assume you were playing something on your piano at home. Mind playing me a sample?
Okay. I sat down at the keyboard. As I did, I felt my ear twitch a bit. I looked over the keyboard a couple times and started tapping a few keys, slowly at first. Then played one of the songs I'd learned more recently. Was I really that bad, sir?
Wally, was it? Wally, how long did it take you to learn that?
A couple weeks.
And you did this by ear?
Yes, sir. I listen to a lot of the Beach Bears music in my spare time. Listening to it helps calm me.
You must need a lot of calming, then. Can you play anything else?
I looked at him and nodded, returning my attention to the keyboard. The next song that I played was one of the first I'd actually heard with Mr. Draper's voice. A song he'd done even before he'd formed the Beach Bears.
Okay, stop. Wally, that was amazing. You have an excellent ear. But you need to learn how to improvise, you know, do something different with a song than imitate what you've heard.
I can do that, too. In fact, there's one particular song that I'm actually quite proud of what I did with it.
Oh? Well, let's hear it, then.
I turned back to the keyboard one last time. I closed my eyes briefly and let out a relaxed sigh. When I opened them, I started playing the one song that I knew better than any other song I'd learned, Nowhere Bear. As I played, I became completely in tune with it, as if I'd written myself.
Subject of the song was me.
He's as blind as he can be, just sees what he wants to see. Nowhere there can you see me at all. Nowhere there, don't worry, take your time, don't hurry. Leave it all till somebody else shows that they care. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me?
Say, seriously.
Does that mean you'll help me get better?
Wally, I'm taking a chance here, a big chance. But I'm willing to teach you a lot more. Wally, you have a talent I've not seen in a cub so young before. Would you be willing to come again, say, tomorrow?
It surprised me that Mr. Draper wanted to teach more than what Dad had paid for. Truthfully, though, with the way my life was at home, I couldn't see a reason to refuse his offer. Sure, Mr. Draper. Sounds fun.